Hi, this is your love and life coach, Maria Lessitz, and I hope this edition of my eZine finds you doing well and loving life. As you can see, I decided to change things up a little bit and try a new format for this eZine, an uplifting audio message. I hope you like it. So let's get right to it. Here's your message for the week. You get more bees with honey. Now, I know you're familiar with the usual phrase, where basically being nicer and coming from a positive, giving place will attract to you more ideal results than if you're coming from a place of lack or a place of negativity. Said another way, you'll get more benefits when you're sweet, kind, happy, and come from a loving and giving place. The type of energy you put out there will mirror back to you. This does happen a lot in business. I'm sure it's happened to you. You go to a restaurant and you have a bad experience with the food or the service and you make a comment to the manager. Now, let's say the manager comes over to your table, truly listens to what the problem is, expresses their deepest apologies, and then comps you a free appetizer or makes the whole dinner on them. How does that make you feel? Do you want to go back to this restaurant? Does it give you a warm, fuzzy feel about the service that this restaurant provides to their customers? It sure does me. I go back to the same restaurant all the time that I love because they treat me like I'm a queen. I love that. Now, what if that same manager, let's go back to that restaurant again, came over and said, "Oh, I'm sorry about that," not really meaning it, and didn't really listen to your concerns, and on top of that, they did nothing to make you feel like you were special. They didn't even accommodate you for the inconvenience. Which manager do you think is going to make you want to come back to that same restaurant? Yep, you guessed it, the first one. Well, this month, I want you to start thinking about this phrase, you get more bees with honey, in a different way as it pertains to your life and getting what you want. Think of the bees as your dreams, and think of the honey as the way you treat you. Imagine this. The sweeter you are to you, the more honey you are oozing. Let's do a self-check right now. Are you oozing lots of honey, or are you kind of dried up? When you are being kind to yourself and consciously aligning with what brings you joy each day, you are oozing honey, and your dreams, the bees, will attract you naturally and with ease. But when you're beating up on yourself, worrying about specific life situations and not taking extra special care of you, there's no honey to be found. No honey, no bees, no dreams in sight. Your dreams unfold in direct proportion to how much you love life now and treat yourself well. Extreme self-care is a key ingredient to getting what you want in life. When you treat yourself well, then the world will too. And realizing your dreams will feel so much easier than it ever has before. So next time you catch yourself being mean to you, do yourself a favor and stop in the act of meanness and do something that will put a smile on your face. Change the story you tell yourself about you. Go listen to something inspirational. Get a massage. Read a book. Take a bath. Meditate. Treat yourself to a mini vacation. Go get a hug from someone you love. Go give a hug. Go out for an enjoyable meal with someone you love. Tell yourself in the mirror you are special. Matter of fact, look in the mirror and say, "Yay me!" Why not celebrate you? You are worth it. You are special. So give yourself a break. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you when you do, and you will feel so much better. And when you do give yourself that break and treat yourself really, really well, the honey is oozing and the manifestations of your dreams are on their way to you. Remember, think of the dreams as the bees. The more honey you ooze, the more bees come to you and the dreams feel easier. Simply stated, be kind to you. When you do, the world will bless you with its kindness as well. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Love and Life eZine. If you're looking to get some one-on-one coaching around this, just contact me and let's get this party started. Have a great week.